It's me again, Hank the Cowdog. The case of the shipwrecked tree began in the spring of the year, as I recall. Yes, of course it did. Drover and I never would have joined up with a pirate captain in the wintertime because, well, who wants to make an ocean voyage when it's cold? Not me. But that came after we got the news about the Turkey Rebellion. Have we discussed that? Maybe not. It was a pretty scary deal, but maybe we'd better slow down and take things one at a time. Okay, it was spring. Warm days, chilly nights, spring foliage on all the trees. The buzzards, kites, sparrows, and cardinals had returned to the ranch after spending the winter somewhere. Down south, I suppose. Why do they leave every fall? I have no idea. Ask a bird. I consider it a huge waste of time and effort. Come spring, they just turn around and fly right back. Dumb birds. What's the point? If they don't like it around here, why do they keep coming back? And if they do like it here, why do they always leave? It makes no sense to me, but let me hasten to point out that I'm not a bird. Maybe you had already noticed that. Where were we? Oh yes, birds. Every year in the fall, our summer birds leave and fly south. We don't know why and we don't care, but some birds stay here over the winter. One type of bird that stays on the ranch year-round is the wild turkey. Most of the time, your wild turkeys are okay birds. They don't bother me, and I don't bother them. They run in flocks, roost in cottonwood trees, and steal grain from the horses, which is fine with me because I'm not fond of horses. However, there's always a however, isn't there? I had never supposed that our local turkey population might be involved in a sophisticated spying operation until it all began in the early morning hours, as I recall. I was sitting at my desk in the security division's vast office complex beneath the gas tanks, going over some files and reports. I had hardly slept in days. I mean,